The Things You Can't See. A lifetime of experiencing the unknown.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
We really do like to hear your ghost story. So if you've got a real ghost story, share it with us. Call it in anytime at 855-853-4802. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you would like an ad-free version of the show, along with the advance episodes and access to our archive, you can become a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. If you go there, you can try it 3 days free. Or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes with my sister, Kathy Gordon. You know, that's kind of a lifetime of experiencing the unknown. And we're not even talking about your stories.
Oh, well, that's right. There's other people. There's so many good stories out there. And, you know, send them to us because we love them.
Well, let's go to this one. This one's kind of interesting because it's broken down into different stories that has happened to this person. Okay. So it says, When I was a small girl, my grandmother told me I had ESP. I'm not sure at this young age why she ever even said that. I'm now 36 and have had so many small experiences, some terrifying. I can write them all, but I don't feel like you have to share them all. I completely believe that the spirit world coexists with us. Some are closer than others, and I've had cancer twice, and the closer to death I feel like you can be closer to the spirit world. And I 100% agree with her on that. So this is experience number one. For about a month or so, my radio in my bedroom was doing weird things, like turning on its own. It would then seem to move through stations, static, on its own as well. Just thought it was creepy. A couple months later, my whole family left to go to a family reunion about an hour and a half from our home. I had cheer camp the next morning, so I stayed behind to get ready and couldn't go. I gathered all my stuff by the front door, turned off the TV in the family room, and quickly headed for my bedroom upstairs down a long hall. As I approached my bedroom, I heard a sinister-type laugh. That's creepy. It caught me off guard, but I quickly turned back down the hall thinking maybe I hadn't turned off the TV. As I reached the top of the stairs, I could clearly see that the TV was, in fact, turned off. I heard footsteps coming from my mother's master bedroom. I freaked out, thinking someone was in the home, and headed for the kitchen and grabbed a long butcher knife. I ran for the door, but stopped, thinking, is someone outside as well? Did this intruder have friends waiting? Now I'm going to jump in right there because this is how bad movies go. They get ready to go outside, but then they do weird things. Like they go into the attic or into a closet. It's like,
I asked Jamie Lee Curtis about this. Her whole career is based on it.
Right. And although it's done quite well for Jamie Lee Curtis, I'm happy.
Yeah.
For
but like I'm impressed with her courage. Grab a knife. Like,
I would just run out of the house screaming, there's somebody in my house. I would do that at my age now. Help me, somebody's in my house. Okay, so she says, I climbed behind a couch situated by a front window. I thought if someone comes down the stairs, I will jump out this window and run. Terrified, I would have done that anyway. I would have just jumped out the window and ran. Terrified and in tears, I heard more and more footsteps above me where my bedroom was. Just then, a vehicle pulls in our driveway. Now I'm even more terrified, thinking someone is robbing my home and I'm stuck inside. Which would be really as creepy as the sinister laughing and stuff, really. If you think that somebody's robbing your house and you're in there, that would be terrifying. To my relief, my parents walked through the door. I was so relieved, but with the look on my face, my dad could tell something was wrong. As I explained what had happened, my dad ran upstairs to investigate, only to find nothing up there. My parents had left my siblings with family. My mom had felt something and felt like she didn't want to stay overnight and needed to come home. That's interesting. Yeah. So her mom had that weird feeling. So they should have still been there, but now they're home because mom had a weird feeling and walks in and your daughter's freaking out.
Well, she's standing there with a butcher knife, if that's any indication how freaked out she is.
Right. It's like, are you okay? No, I have a butcher knife.
Poor thing.
It's like, honey, put down the butcher knife. I get that being really scared, but I always want to run out of the house. I always feel like it's safer. And especially in that case, mm-hmm. because going outside at night, that's a little freaky, but I would do it. So, yeah. Okay, here goes story number two. I had been diagnosed.
Okay, now that was it though. Like her dad didn't, nobody's heard anything since or anything.
Nope. She didn't like add that any again. More to that story. Or, that was the end of that
interesting.
Story.
Interesting. Okay, okay. There may be more there, but okay.
So here's the next story. I had been diagnosed, this is several years later. I'd been diagnosed with leukemia in February of 1999 at the age of 16. That is no. horrible. Probably about April, I had had so much chemo and was so sick. My parents moved my bedroom downstairs to the main floor for ease of home care. One night I woke in the middle of the night, which happened a lot. On this particular night, I remember hearing something and looked toward the foot of my bed. There was a dark mass at the end of my bed, so dark that in the dark, you could not see through it. I was frightened and tried to scream out. As I tried to scream out, it seemed to engulf me. I felt paralyzed and I could not even get a squeak out. I remember saying in my head, by the power of the Holy Ghost, I command you to leave. This is something I had learned from a seminary instructor. Immediately it lifted and I began to scream out in horror. My father came flying down the stairs to my aid. He said he believed me and felt like I was telling the truth. That's creepy.
Oh my God, that's really scary. Yeah.
And my guess is that it happened in the same house. So these two stories so far could be connected.
Uh-huh.
You
definitely.
Know, sinister laugh. And then you see something very dark in the dark. And that's kind of like a sleep paralysis feeling, like you go to scream and you can't scream.
Okay. That is really unnerving.
So it makes me think that might be the same house. Then... Mm-hmm. This looks like 2 years after that, I went to spend the night at my brother's new condo in Logan, Utah. He and his wife had just moved up there and I loved to hang out with them. We had a great dinner and night. My brother had made a blanket bed for me in their office room next to their bedroom. My brother had to go to work the next morning and I knew we would have to get up early and leave for work. Early in the morning, I was awakened by him opening the closet doors in the room I was sleeping in. I was groggy and it was still dark with a little bit of light from the rising sun. I remember telling him to have a good day at work and I remember him replying to me, but don't recall exactly what he said and I laid back down to sleep. When I woke up to eat breakfast that morning, I told my sister-in-law that I couldn't believe how early my brother had to get up for work and asked her if he kept his jackets or something in the closet. My sister-in-law looked confused. Later, my brother told me he had never come into that room and he had been asleep at that time. Then they began to tell me of the many things that had happened that made them think there was someone else, in quotes, living with them.
Wow.
So, yeah, they're in a haunted house, which that's wow. really weird, too, especially if he didn't, you know, I don't get up that early. I did not even go in there because when you have company and they're going to sleep in that one room, even if you know there's something in that room you need, you go in the night before, like, that's where I keep my coat. I'm going to grab my coat so I don't wake her up. Mm-hmm. That's what you would normally mm-hmm. do.
Well, you know, and something that really strikes me about this is that she's not a person that jumps to the paranormal first, right? Like, she, all right, there's a creepy laugh. She hears footsteps, but she thinks that there's some, that there really could be someone in the house, mm-hmm. right? She's thinking, I need to defend myself and get a knife, right? Or like in this case, it's my brother. That's what makes the most sense. See, like she's thinking somebody broke into the house because that's what makes the most sense. She's not jumping just to the paranormal until later when she realizes there wasn't anybody in the house. There wasn't anybody rummaging through the closet.
So she's got, you know? She's got one more story.
Okay. Good. Okay.
Okay. Last one. I was looking to buy a home. Found this great starter home, fenced in yard and everything. As we were looking through the house, we noticed that without an offer and a new place to live, the previous owners have literally moved all their stuff into the garage. I thought they may have done this to make the house look more appealing. The minute we put an offer on the house, they were out. I don't even think they waited 30 days to move. Shortly after we moved in, I think I discovered why they possibly moved out so quickly. I started to feel like someone was watching me. I chalked it up to a new house. One night, I woke up in the middle of the night, and I felt like someone was watching me. I felt like someone was standing in the doorway, but not coming in. Another night, I woke up again, and as I looked toward the door, I could have sworn there was a male figure standing there. I jumped up, looked, it was gone. One night, I felt like something was standing over me. I opened my eyes to be frightened by my husband with his face right over mine.
Whoa.
That would scare the crap out of me.
Well, yeah, listen, not funny.
Listen to this. It gets creepy. He was staring straight at me, all creepy. I kept saying his name, and he just slowly rolled over, still glaring at me, and went to sleep. That whole thing, that would freak me out. That would freak me out.
Oh, that really. Oh.
Yeah. Creepy. Even if you know him, like the fact that he's right there in your face. So,
well, and she knows him well enough to know that's not a, a normal look, right? That what he's doing feels possessed or something.
So she said, in the morning, I questioned him and he remembered nothing. We lived in a split level, so the garage door came into the family room. There were a few stairs up to the kitchen, front room, and then stairs to the upstairs. One day, my husband was out of town. I had come home from a tiring day at work. I walked across the family room and plopped myself onto the couch. Out of the corner of my eye, there was a man standing in my kitchen by the railing, looking down at me. I quickly looked over and he was gone. I have never fled out of my own house so fast in my entire life. Needless to say, I spent the night at my mother's. My husband never believed me. I slept with the bedroom door shut always. I asked my husband if we could bless the home, and we did, and I felt a little better, and I never saw another figure again, but I never felt comfortable there. I have never felt that way in any other place. We moved out in 2009, and I feel great. I don't know if I believe in the water thing with the paranormal or not, but we did live on an old creek bed, so there's that. These are a few of my experiences. I have smaller ones when I was younger and older. Thanks for letting me share on a forum that people actually may not think I'm crazy. You know, this water thing, and I was talking to a psychic this week, and she was talking about a haunted house that she lived in as a kid and the fact that it was on water, and moving water apparently might be a place where spirits gather or something, or it causes some sort of thing. I hadn't heard that until yesterday. So that's interesting. Are you familiar with that?
No, but our haunted house was across the street from a lake.
It was right on the lake. So I don't know.
I mean, the boat dock was across the street from us.
I think that's interesting. So there must be something to that if the psychic also said, you know, that might be why her house was haunted, was because of the creek.
Yeah.
But it was such
interesting. Interesting. And, you know, the doorway thing, I think, is interesting because a lot of people say, you know, they see some figure in a doorway. And, you know, I've heard people talk about like doorways being a portal or something to another dimension. But, you know, in this house where I live right now, that's I have this one doorway that seems to be an issue, and I've seen a figure in a couple times. So I think that's interesting. I think I would be so scared if I looked up and saw somebody looking over a rail at me.
Oh my God, I can't even. Oh,
but interesting, her husband not buying any of it.
You know, though, I don't think that's that uncommon. I think that, you know, maybe some things had happened to him. I don't know, maybe not. But a lot of times, if there are things that people can't explain, it's too scary. Rather than think about it and process it and go, oh, this could be paranormal or supernatural or something, they just say, ah, nothing, nothing, you know, I am going to ignore all of this. Nothing's happening. It's a denial thing. I think we do
or
that.
Or it
in
could
our
just be
frequently.
That, you know, she is perceptive, right? And so she feels it, senses it, and he is not, and he doesn't. I mean, it could be that simple.
If you like the show and you want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber through applepodcast.com. You can also try it for 3 days free. You can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.